Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right, it's Scott. Hi, if you were at the University of Birmingham grad ball last night. More on that soon. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
You right?
Yes.
No chopper this week, but Becky's here, and one that doesn't speak. Don't zip it. Good. Understand you saw another celebrity on the train today?
I did.
Your train is star-filled, isn't it?
I know. I wonder who I'm going to spot next.
Last time. When was that? Last Friday?
Yeah, I think they were earlier this week, yeah.
Becky saw Nessa off Gavin and Stacey, Ruth Jones, and she didn't shout...
Oh, Kate Adie. You're the face. I'm the brains.
That's the wrong one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Didn't shout that.
No.
Right, who was it that you saw today, and did you say their catchphrase?
I saw Rory Bremner.
Hey!
I know you go, who? But I couldn't remember, does he have a catchphrase? Doesn't he do impressions of other people? I text someone that doesn't speak going, oh my God, he's here. Not obviously Rory Bremner. What's his catchphrase? And he was like, just do an impression of Tony Blair. I was like, I'm not standing up in the middle of the train and doing an impression of Tony Blair.
No, that's what you should have done. You should have done an impression of Tony Blair.
Really?
On the train, absolutely. Oh,
I'm
bless
not,
him.
No, yeah. And he, I knew it was him for definite, because on his bag he had a little name tag printed up.
What, that said Rory on it?
It just said Rory on a little plastic thing that he'd had made. Yeah.
Oh, bless. How
so
old
he
is
knew
he?
Which laptop was his.
That's like Tom off McFly. Who has his name and address on a name tag on his satchel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
not good, is it, if you're in a famous pop band? He was getting the train once, and we were doing a school gig near where you live in Somerset, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
a couple
I
of years
that
ago.
One, yeah, Star and, People.
Yeah, Star People, and, he had Tom Fletcher and then his address.
Did you get the, correction fluid out and
Tom, maybe you want to take that off, mate. And also, Harry from McFly, as we found out on this show before, actually has his name in his underpants.
Really?
He says Harry, yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, ask him next time you see him, it's true.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Rich off of Bournemouth has made the same mistake as you often do.
Which is what?
Saw a star, didn't say the catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
Who did he see?
He saw Edith and didn't say...
Get in!
Or...
Amazing!
Which is stupid, because she loves it when you do that.
Mm.
Oh, Rich, that's stupid. Right, coming up at 5:30 on Oh, What's Occurring? This. Now, that does involve a very famous person. I'll play it to you again. Oh, What's Occurring at 5:30? I had an amazing night last night.
So what did you do? Did a gig, did you?
One of the best nights of my life so far.
Really?
Yeah. I played, well...
What were you doing?
I played at a university graduation ball. Really good. A huge one. 3,000 students at the University of Birmingham. Hello if you were there last night. Really good. And I persuaded the Hoff to come with me.
Oh, no.
His first UK gig for some time was last night on stage in front of the students in Birmingham, and they loved it. Now, there's a slight problem on the way there, because, you know the Hoff, he's a whirlwind. He gets bored really easily.
He's got a very short attention span, hasn't
he?
Yeah,
and maybe, in a Scott Mills style, I did tell him that it was only an hour to Birmingham from London. So after, about 45 minutes, he's going, Scott, this is... Where are you taking me? This is too far. It's just too far. I'm like, it's an hour. It's kind of an hour to Birmingham, isn't it? Hour and a half, maybe two.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was moaning all the way about that, which is quite funny. But when he got there, he loved it. Did a little turn on stage as well. The trouble was, he bought a CD with the tracks on that he wanted to perform. But the CD didn't work. He didn't burn it properly.
I love it that he's got a CD with him at all times in case someone asks him...
No, he burnt this one especially for the gig.
Oh, right.
From
his
laptop.
He doesn't just carry it in case someone asks him to go and do a gig with them.
I think maybe someone helped him with burning it. From his laptop.
Mm.
And, but the CD didn't work anyway. So the only way we could get the tracks to play was to play them through the Hoff's phone.
So he's got all the tracks he needs of himself, of his own music on his phone.
Yeah, I just had to look for them. He did this one, Hooked on a Feeling. Hooked on a Feeling. That was the opening number from his phone. As you can hear, this copy is also from his phone. And then he did the song that we got to number three in the charts.
Don't walk on your own.
Even though he thinks it was number two.
No, thank you, sir.
Oh, come on, look just where they got.
No, thank you, sir.
He did suggest getting some girls up on stage to do the
"Now, thank you, sir."
But I advised him against that.
He's not worried about long car rides with them, is he?
No, really not. Thing is, because we plugged his phone in, you just have to hope for the best. Because can you imagine if during Hooked on a Feeling his phone just rang? Because it would just fade out, wouldn't it?
Does it cut it out if that happens?
Yeah, what would happen is this. It would be like... and the phone would ring. Hi, David, it's Pamela Anderson. across the whole marquee. You know, like, it does fade out when someone rings. So, no, luckily, no one rang him, and it was a brilliant night last night.
Did you go through his phone?
I went through the playlists on his phone.
Did you not look at his pictures and texts and stuff?
Nope. Just...
Why not?
Why no?
He's just... got the Hoff's phone. You're going to go through his text. Are you not?
Actually, no.
I would.
Would you?
Go through his pictures and stuff?
I like to think that that's... I think that's a bit of an invasion of privacy. But I did look through his playlists, and do you know what was on there?
No.
Well, this one was on there. Scroll down a bit more. This one was on there.
I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
So I thought, okay, these are all Hoff songs. I'll scroll down a bit more. No, just Hoff songs.
Well, all right, we'll soon be on our way.
There's nothing else on his MP3 player apart from him, which I love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love it. Someone's just texting Matt saying that he loves it that the Hoff took you to Vegas on a private jet and you returned the favour with a trip to Birmingham.
Birmingham's nice.
In a car. It's not quite the same, is it, really?
Well, this is too far. Do you like my Hoff impression? I actually think it's quite good.
Do some more.
Hey, Scott, jump in my car.
It is quite good, actually.
Actually, not bad, is it? Better than some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than a Dizzy Rascal. How does that go again?
What's up, darling?
Yeah, better than that.
Be all right. After
is this
four...
an impression?
This is me now.
Oh, right.
Me. After 4:30, we've got Becky's Classified. What have we got?
There's one misconnection and the rest are bargains, I think, today.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're looking for love, someone may have spotted you. You might be about to find the one. And if you're looking for a bargain, we got them just after 4:30. And then at 5:30, Oh What's Occurring features this. This is a celebrity. Find out what it's about at 5:30.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Tomorrow, the Chris Moyles show will be in actual Stoke-on-Trent because it's Chris Moyles' karaoke night tonight. And they will be testing their theory that everybody in Stoke-on-Trent has a story about Robbie Williams. And I know that Chris and the team are on the train to Stoke-on-Trent right now. I'd quite like it if everybody went to pick them up from the station.
Well, everybody doesn't need to go, does it? How many are there?
Some people.
Is that 5?
Yeah.
Maybe 6 people in separate cars.
So if 6 people could pick them up from the station, that'd be amazing.
Matt Fincham will definitely be there. He likes having his picture taken when he gets off the train. Paparazzi style.
Yeah, when we did that for him, didn't we?
You just shout, Matt.
We hired some paparazzi for him.
Nice cardigan goes down well as well.
Nice cardigan he does like. Anything else that he likes to be shouted? It's normally Matt, nice cardigan.
What he really likes is to for people to mob him like he's one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Matt Jonas.
Matt Jonas. Just think of him as Matt Jonas.
He loves it.
But with the worst cardigan.
He'll be smiling, trust me.
Yeah, he'll love it. I hope they're listening on the train now. Do you know what the best music for pashing is at the moment? The album you've got to have on while you're having a little bit of a snog?
No.
Only By the Night, Kings of Leon.
Really?
Do you know how I know that?
How?
Because Max and Tanya have been snogging away to it all week on EastEnders. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but every time they're having a bit of a kiss, like, Kings of Leon are on. All the time. They've had it on shuffle. While having a shuffle.
Is it your dream to be like Max and Tanya? Bless you. Yeah. Do you want to kiss like they do?
No, they kiss really noisily as well. I hate that when they do that on soaps. Gross. But they've had it on all week. Monday, they had it on. Last night, they had it on. They just got it on a loop.
Was it not just the same scene but cut over 2 episodes?
Oh, was it?
I don't know. Do you not think?
All right, well, they seem to have it on a lot. If it's the same scene, then I apologise. They only had it on once. I'm wrong.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Apparently it was the same scene. So they were just listening to the album once in EastEnders after all. That was Kings of Leon and Notion. All right, Mun, it's 4:45. Someone called me Mun last night, Mun.
Did they, Mun?
At Birmingham University, Mun. I quite like that, Mun. Okay, it's time for Becky's Classifieds. There are some bargains in here, and there are some love to be had as well. Maybe someone spotted you. First one?
Female wrestlers wanted.
Okay, this is a wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We are a London-based wrestling company looking to recruit some new girls for our thriving business. You don't need to have any previous experience, but need to be sporty, energetic, and keen to learn this great new skill.
I thought that this might be my forte, female wrestling.
In jelly.
It doesn't say about jelly, does it?
Well, no, but I think the listeners would like that more.
Why have you just suddenly said in jelly? How much jelly are you going to have to make for me to wrestle in it?
Would you give it a go, though?
Well, yes. If you came to me with enough jelly for me to wrestle in it, yes, I would.
Okay, cool.
Because you'd be up all night boiling water for that.
The training's carried out by an experienced female, and this can be done in the evenings or weekends. We offer mixed matches, and we also put on live events. Your picture / profile would need to go on the website so that we can advertise you to our customers. All sessions are managed, and we offer nothing of a sexual nature. Mm. Please call today and speak to Honey.
Honey?
I think I've changed my mind with that group, wrestling group, after the...
What's Becky's forte?
Female wrestling. That'd be amazing.
Why do they need my picture to put on their website to show to clients?
I don't know. And I don't know why, but the name Honey, I don't trust it.
No.
Do you know?
Not when female wrestling's involved.
In the context of that advert, not.
Yeah.
No, let's move on. Next.
Minibus seats. £150.
Remember, these are all real ads that you can find on the internet right now.
Seats that have come out of a police transit van. Two double, one single. All good condition, with seat belts. Must sell soon, as they're in my kitchen at the moment. That's why they're going cheap.
Minibus seats in your kitchen.
Three seats for £150, that's quite good for minibus seats, isn't
it? Where are we going to use those, please?
Thought we could just have them in the office.
We've got chairs.
Well, it'd look better to have a minibus seat.
Why do I want a mini seat?
It's not a mini seat, it's a minibus seat from a minibus. From a police van. I don't know how they got them out of there. That's probably why they want quick sale.
That's why, another reason I'm not interested in those. Next.
Saddle chair. £45, all near offer.
Oh, what's this?
Bought this for my husband, but selling as he thinks the colour doesn't go with the rest of his office. Chair is red, office is cream. It's a rocking seat, ideal for people with lower back pain. More details here.
Everything goes with cream.
Everything goes with cream. Yep.
This seat is amazing, though, and I think if you don't want the minibus seat, you're going to want one of these. We have to get this for the office for you, yeah.
Okay.
It's like...
Oh, you've got the ad, have you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like two bike saddles together, but with a massive gap in the middle.
Okay.
Conventional chair brings you poor posture and lots of physical problems.
Oh, right. So it helps with your posture, this chair, right?
You'll be sitting bang upright with this one.
You've got stuff like this at your desk, haven't you?
What? Oh, my special... You're talking about my special pen and thing, aren't you?
I tried to have it... Right, when you weren't here, I have to make a confession, right? I logged on at your computer.
Right.
And I couldn't get on with that thing.
It's brilliant.
What is it?
It's like a pen and a tablet thing, I think they call it, if you...
Instead of a mouse?
Yeah, because it was hurting my wrist, pressing the button on the mouse all day, so I got them to get me one of them. And then I saw Matt Fincham got a new chair, so I wanted a new chair as well. So I asked for a new chair.
Otherwise you'd sue, yeah?
No,
is that what it was?
You know,
you told them? Is that how you got a new chair and a new mouse, which is actually a pen?
You can just pull it out and put your mouse in.
Okay.
Should have just done that next time.
Get yourself one of these chairs, they sound good.
Anatomically designed seats fits to the pelvic and minimises the disturbance to the circulation. Bones carry the weight, not soft tissues.
I'm not being funny, is this the advert?
Yeah.
It's not the best voiceover, is it?
I think he's brilliant. He's selling it to me. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
If the makers of the chair are listening, I am available.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
Hey?
If you've got a really big one.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
They make use of the gap?
Must be quite uncomfortable for boys sitting down sometimes, isn't it?
Right.
So it's got a big hole in it. In the middle.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
You're taking back what you said about him being dull and boring, aren't you?
You can use a lot of power on Sally.
Who's Sally?
The chair.
The chair's called Sally.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
That is amazing.
You want one now, don't you?
I kind of do. Get it on order. I'll have a Sally, please.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people are saying the bloke doing the advert for the special chair, is it Sven Goran Eriksson? Maybe.
I had a long holiday, of course. But I must say, it's life is better when you sit on a bench and suffer or nervous about the result than to be on holiday.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
That's what he's doing now.
Same. He's giving up sitting on the bench.
He's doing that to people with unfeasibly large ones. Yeah. Now, I know he doesn't like to talk about it, but you know one person that we really do need to get the chair for? Chappers.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
So we have actually taken the liberty of ordering one for when he gets back next week.
I think he'll find it weird at first, but he'll be grateful after a couple of hours.
Well, he will, I think, because, you know, he does...
So all he does is moan about that.
He does have a problem with that, and I think that if we can help him out in any way, then we should, because, you know, it's not something we've said before on air, but...
I don't think we really should have said it now, but he's in the chair.
I think that, like, he will appreciate that, and if it arrives by Monday, then he will absolutely love it.
He's going to get so many texts now.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
I love it even more because the voiceover is Sven, I think. David Bird has been on saying, I just thought I'd say thank you for bringing the Hof to Birmingham last night. I did a gig for the University of Birmingham. It was their grad ball and the surprise guest was the Hof. Resplendent in a pair of amazing Hof leather trousers.
Did they have Hof on his bum?
No.
Because his jeans do, don't they?
They look, yeah.
Yesterday, did he have Hof on his bum?
Yeah, they said back Hof.
Yeah.
What I do like about the trousers, they do look, even though they are leather, they look expensive. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Unfortunately.
Are they quite tight fitting?
Mm. Of course, it's the Hof, hello. At one point, he did jump down to meet the adoring crowds who were screaming at him and kind of trying to paw him. And then he tried to get back up on the stage. Unfortunately, his trousers did split.
They weren't that expensive then.
David says on his email, I really hope the Hof's trouser split was caught on camera. He was completely unaware. Legend.
How big was the split?
Big. Really, really, really big. And I want you to think about this for the rest of the day, okay? Everybody, think about it. Think about it. Okay? So, he only realised there was a split after he came off stage. And he was like, man, these are ruined, these trousers. They're ruined.
Did you not tell him?
I didn't see it at the time. Until I saw a massive, great big split afterwards. But then today, I saw him again and he was like, you know what, Scott? It's a good job I was wearing underwear, because sometimes I go commando, and they would have seen the students, they would have seen absolutely everything. So, just be glad, students, that he was wearing some pants last night. Just have a think about that a bit more.
No, thanks.
So I saw someone do yesterday, which I thought was really impressive, really amazing way of tipping somebody.
Go on.
That thing where you shake hands and pass them a note as a tip at the same time. So give me a hand. So it's like and there we are, and there's the transaction done.
Can I just say there wasn't a note involved that time?
No.
I haven't just made any money.
I don't know if people actually did that.
My boyfriend does that.
Does he?
Yeah, because he told me off. We went to America and I tipped someone and I literally got the note out of my wallet and handed it to them and then went, there you go! And he went, no, you don't do it like that.
Oh, is that bad form, is it?
Yeah, you're meant to do it really secretly, like you're shaking their hand and kind of tickle the middle of their hand and sort of
you've got the note there and you just let me try it now, hang on.
Make it a big note, please.
Oh, I haven't got
any.
You
got any note?
Just my granny change.
I love your wallet.
Thing is, I did try it once and basically it just went like this. All the money fell on the floor.
Because you were trying to tip them in ones and twos?
Me and the waiter were both on our hands and knees.
What, are you trying to grab some of it back? I didn't mean to tip you that much.
It's embarrassing. It's actually really... Oh, I've got to put my change back in my purse now.
Just leave it there for a minute.
You love my purse, don't you?
It's because you've got a purse the size of a really small child's wallet and you just carry about a pound's worth of ones
it's
and twos.
It's the size of Australia.
It's not. And you never have any notes, you've only got ones and twos.
It is actually quite hard to do, though. I thought people only did that in films, but obviously not.
No, I think you do. You meant to do it in real life, aren't you?
Well, I want to learn how to do it properly. It's impressive. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Laura in Glasgow.
Hi, Laura in Glasgow. How can I help you?
Well, my dad is an absolute pro at the handshake tip thing. And,
is he?
Whenever I babysit for my wee brothers, the only way he can get me to do it is to pay me, and he pays me with the handshake at the door when I leave the house.
So he does this a lot?
Yes, a lot.
It is impressive. Where you shake hands and pass them a little note at the same time. It's really good.
Yes, very good. It's a skill.
I thought it only happened in films.
No, it happens in life.
Wow.
I've seen it a lot.
Like, you know, the other thing that only happens in films, where people accidentally get married in Las Vegas?
I know. No, I don't think that happens as much in life. Although, probably.
Well, it only happens in films, or if you're Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Go to Las Vegas, accidentally get married. I'd be interested to know if anyone's actually done that, because I don't think it actually really happens. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Becky.
Hi, Becky. Where are you today?
I'm in Leicester at the moment.
What's occurring?
I'm just driving home, but I thought I'd text in about the Goodfellas handshake.
The Goodfellas handshake, yes?
My grandma does it to me.
Your gran does it? I love that.
She does it to me when she's passing me pocket money.
Oh. Is she a pro?
She is a pro, so hide it from my granddad.
I like that. Has she ever accidentally got married in Las Vegas?
No.
No, right. Well, one out of two is not right, is it? Love you.
Love you too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, loads of people are now texting in who got married in Las Vegas. Yeah, but not accidentally, was it? Like, you meant to do it. You didn't... It wasn't accident. That was Florence the Machine and Rabbit Heart, Raise It Up, and now...
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a lot of karma today, we're out of the Hof.
Yeah.
Oh, Hof's occurring.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you remember any of what happened yesterday when the Hof came in?
Not really.
It's just been erased from my mind and I don't know how or why. Okay, let's do this, Becky. Oh, you're on your own today, so you probably will win.
Oh, what's occurring?
Question. You've got a three-way choice. George Lamb, Larry Lamb, or Lamb Donna. Which do you choose?
Where on earth did you think this one up?
George Lamb off of...
Six. Is it six?
I don't know. Big Brother. Big Brother's other show. Larry Lamb off EastEnders and Pamela off of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
You are her. And Lamb Donna off of Kebab Shops.
Ew, is that the one on the stick? Or is that...
Mm.
Yeah, oh, it's like the...
The big kind of thing which is just hanging up there for weeks.
And they splat bits on and wait for it to set and then cut it off with a knife.
Oh, I love it.
I've never had that, but I don't like the look of it.
You should try it.
I'm going to go
I love
for...
it more at 3 a.m. in the morning than I do now.
Larry Lamb.
Why choose Larry?
Because I really like him. How old is he?
He is lovely, isn't he?
He's just in Gavin and Stacey. His character's amazing. And because I like to think that I'm like Pamela, I'll go with him. Larry Lamb.
Okay. What's his name? What's his name in it?
Mick.
Mick.
Yeah?
Mick, will you eat your...
I want to be like, when I get married, I want to be like Mick and Pamela. I think they're amazing.
They are amazing. What is that? What she said?
Oh, what's the kitty?
Mick, will you eat your Cheerios over the sink, please? He is in his 60s, but he's still hot, isn't he?
Yeah.
Still hot.
So I'm saying Larry Lamb.
Okay. Right, well, we sent Sarah, who works on the show today, out onto Stupid Street to ask people who they prefer, George Lamb, Larry Lamb or Lamb Donna. Thing is, today... Ugh, annoying. There are roadworks on Stupid Street, so we had to send us to Camp Cul-de-sac instead. So, we asked five people on Camp Cul-de-sac, George, Larry or Donna. Who did most people choose? Out of five.
Donna. Even though I think Larry.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh! What's occurring?
Who do the people on Camp Cul-de-sac prefer? George Lamb, Larry Lamb, Lamb Donna.
George Lamb, Larry Lamb or a Lamb Donna?
I would prefer a Lamb Donna.
Why?
Looks appetizing, unlike the other two choices.
What's wrong with George Lamb and Larry Lamb?
Not what I'm in the mood for tonight.
George Lamb, Larry Lamb or a Lamb Donna?
A Lamb Donna.
Why?
Because I would eat the Lamb Donna and not the other two.
George Lamb, Larry Lamb or a Lamb Donner?
I love a bit of George Lamb because he's well fit. You could like spread him on a bit of toast and eat him for breakfast.
George Lamb, Larry Lamb or a Lamb Donner?
A Lamb Donner.
How come?
Larry Lamb, he's too old and he's evil as well. And the Lamb Donner, it's tasty and it's just enjoyable. And no haggro because you eat it and then it's gone.
Lamb, Larry Lamb or a Lamb Donner?
A Larry Lamb.
Why is that?
Because he's Alfie in EastEnders and he's a real cool character.
Would you like to try Larry Lamb's Lamb Donner if he gave it to you?
Nah.
That has to be one of the strangest ones we've done, I think.
Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I like him.
Larry Lamb, he's too old and he's evil as well. And the Lamb Donner is tasty and it's just enjoyable. And no haggro because you eat it and then it's gone.
See, no haggro.
No haggro.
I like that. No haggro, man.
You eat it, it's gone until you see it again.
Yeah.
No haggro.
It's no haggro. You said Donner. Donner was correct.
Oh, yes. What's the curry?
Most popular answer between George, Larry and Lamb. Donner. Right. Now it's time to find out what this was all about. I played this earlier. Now, Becky, you should get this right because you were there recording at the time.
Was I?
Hmm. This is Andy Murray.
Oh,
and a whoopee cushion.
Yes.
Remember before on I Was Caring, we asked Bear Grylls how many times he could blow up a whoopee cushion and fart it in a minute. I think he got 9, but that's because he's Bear Grylls and he's a legend. Andy Murray took it very seriously, didn't he? This task.
9 times to what? I blow it up.
Yeah,
and
all
then
time,
just,
30
but
seconds.
How, when's
so
it,
you have to pull
it. So, hang on.
Yeah, that's
just
exactly
like that.
It.
I'm gonna. Can I go for whatever technique I want? Let's see which
yeah.
one.
That's I'm really sorry. Good, yeah. So I'll say go. I'm ready when you are. Right.
Oh, he does take it seriously. Any element of competition. So, 9 from Bear Grylls. How many can Andy Murray, world number 3 tennis player in the world, manage in 30 seconds?
Do you know what? I should know, but I don't actually know the answer because I was so concentrating on getting the 30 seconds that when they all said to me at the end, how many did you get? I went, I don't know. I was just looking at the time and they all got really angry with me.
Brilliant.
It was quite a few. 15.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many times can Andy Murray blow up and fart a whoopee cushion in 30 seconds?
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, yes. And Murray, amazing speed. That's remarkable. Truly is world-class from Andy Murray. He's got it. Murray's got it. Oh, what a way to finish. What a way to finish.
That's amazing.
Rubbish. I lost count as well.
And I forgot to count again.
Oh, a lot.
They have put a video of it online, so the answer will be on there.
Okay, so go check out the answer if you
Sorry.
Like. Sorry we can't tell you, but Becky's playing on her own, so she wins it anyway.
Oh, what's occurring?
He agreed to have that filmed.
Yeah.
Himself blowing up and farting in whoopee cushion.
He was really determined to beat Bear Grylls.
That's online now, is it?
Mm.
Amazing. Last one. You know the Hoff?
Yes.
I think he could be the new Dev off of Coronation Street. You know why?
Why?
He did make some very strange noises when he came in to do the show yesterday. My question to you, in the time he was here, how many weird Hoff noises did the Hoff make?
12.
Should we count them this time?
Yes, please.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the Hoff and his noises.
Hello, 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 hello. I got the cat in.
Um.
Yeah. Oh. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, I love him.
20 noises, you said 12, but hey, you can have the point. It's all fine. Let me know how you did on 811-99. Thanks.
Oh.
This is... Podcast. Sarah in Northampton's been on saying that she plays this song on Tap Tap Revenge, which is like Guitar Hero for your thumbs, and now her thumbs just can't stop doing the actions all the time every time she hears the track on Radio 1. That was 303. Don't trust me? What do you think? 81199. So record of the week. Huge in America, that song. Huge. Okay, and now some real-life bargains from the internet. If you're looking for a bargain in these troubled times, it's Becky's Classifieds. Are they all, ads for cheap stuff now?
I think there's a cheap stuff, a wanted, and a misconnection.
Amazing. So some love to be had as well. First one, read out by Radio 1's Greg James.
Free grass clippings.
Right. Free grass.
Mm-hmm.
Good for mulch, compost, etc. You cut and rake. Location, Deep Creek.
Where's Deep Creek?
And I don't know, and I don't know what mulch is, but I thought it sounded good, so I might get some free grass clippings to do it.
Good for mulch, compost, etc. You cut and rake. Location, Deep Creek.
Right, good.
So it's all free, the only thing is you've got...
Right, this is just someone that wants you to cut their lawn for them.
Oh, yeah. Only realised that now, I thought we were onto a good free thing.
And you have to go to Deep Creek to get it. Hmm. Which sounds like it might be in America.
Oh, the sort of place that you never come back from.
Yeah.
Let's send Chappers to do that one.
It sounds like a really bad TV movie. Deep Creek. No, they're just wanting you to cut their lawn, I think.
You were the mulch monster then.
What?
The mulch monster.
The mulch monster is coming. That, yeah?
Yeah.
Next.
Naturism. Get paid for handing out leaflets at a clothing optional event.
Amazing.
Good way to earn an extra bit of cash.
We're seeking a person to hand out leaflets at various naturist clothing optional events throughout the year on various weekends. First and foremost, I'm looking for a person who is chatty and comfortable to approach anybody and have a one-to-one chat, if need be, about our naturist dating site.
I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do that in the mornings.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm quite chatty.
Yeah, you can approach people.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You'd have to...
No, but it says clothing optional, so I could still wear clothes, yeah? Brilliant, this is amazing.
You just have to hang around with a load of naked people.
I'm not prudish, so tell us why you're not embarrassed by nudity and what experience you have, if any. Feel free to include a photograph or two of yourself. Don't be shy. Smiley face. Please also state if you've had any experience delivering other leaflets or any work of a similar nature.
I haven't.
I'll be paying £15 per hour. Regards, Ed.
Good money, though.
That is good money. They want you to tell...
That's more than I get.
They want you to tell them your experience of nudity.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to share that.
Really? No. Have you had much experience?
Fair bit.
Got any photos you could send?
Well, you saw one of them on my phone that time, didn't you?
Oh, don't remind me of that.
No, it was my thumb.
You can't send that one. It looked quite small.
It was my thumb.
So you keep telling me.
So you have to be able to have experience of nudity and have... See, I don't have an experience of handing out leaflets.
Do you not?
No.
Yes, you do.
What?
Because I've been with you when you've handed out leaflets.
For what?
When we were at Big Weekend and we were handing out, we were flyering people to come and see Wing. In the
I do.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can't get out of it that easily.
I haven't done it for a while, but I reckon I could do that, yeah. Next.
A pigeon attacked you. Location, Sheffield City Centre.
Oh. Is this somebody that spotted someone looking for love?
Mm-hmm.
A pigeon attacked you and I laughed. We were outside the Nationwide on Barker's Pool. Want to go for a drink?
I'm not being funny, but you're not going to go for a drink with someone that killed themselves laughing at your misfortune.
Someone's pointing and laughing as a pigeon attacks you savagely. I'm not going to go for a drink with that person.
About those naked leaflet people, where do they keep the leaflets?
I don't know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So many people want this job.
We're seeking a person to hand out leaflets at various naturist clothing optional events throughout the year on various weekends. First and foremost, I'm looking for a person who is chatty and comfortable to approach anybody and have a one-to-one chat, if need be, about our naturist dating site.
So many people want this job, because the money is amazing.
I'm not prudish, so tell us why you're not embarrassed by nudity and what experience you have, if any. Feel free to include a photograph or two of yourself. Don't be shy. Smiley face. Please also state if you've had any experience delivering other leaflets or any work of a similar nature. I'll be paying £15 per hour. Regards, Ed.
Don't be shy, smiley face.
Does he mean smiley face as in the smiley face, or does he mean make sure you're doing a smiley face in your photo?
I'm not sure this job exists.
Why?
I think it's some person who's just some perv who wants to send wants you to send in pictures of
you're
yourself
so
naked.
Cynical.
Well, I think that's what it is. £15 an hour. It's too good to be true. Is this job full-time, the leaflet job? God, there's so many people. Amanda in Ipswich says she looks quite good nude. She'll do it. I love that word, nude.
Shall I apply for it and see what happens? Don't look me up and down like that. You really just did then. You were like that. You looked me up and down and then did that shock face of like, oh, I wouldn't if I was you.
No, I didn't. I did
you
not.
You really did.
No,
I saw
didn't.
Your face. Even if it was subconscious,
I
you didn't. Really did that so
I
mean.
I didn't. I did not. I didn't. I didn't. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, you all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Where are you today?
I'm in Derby.
How can I help you?
Just that I got attacked by a pigeon last Thursday in Sheffield City Centre. I wonder if it was for me.
Oh, my God. You may have been spotted. Someone really fancied you on the classifieds.
Well, maybe so.
There can't be that many pigeon attacks, can there?
In Sheffield. When was this?
Last Thursday.
And was it particularly comical, would you say, Jenny?
Well, I jumped out of my skin, so there were a number of people around that were quite amused by it.
Wow. Well, someone found it hilarious as you were lying on the floor being pecked to death by pigeons. They found it, like, oddly arousing. Are you looking for love at the moment?
No, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not looking for love.
You're not?
No,
are you attached already?
I am attached, yes.
But Jenny, this could be the love of your life. Someone found you so hot as you're being pecked by the pigeons.
Sorry, I've already found the love of my life, Scott.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Were you being attacked by a pigeon when you met them?
Sorry.
Were you being attacked by a pigeon when you met them?
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
no.
Okay. How many of them were there, would you say?
What, pigeons or people watching?
Pigeons.
Just the one. It flew out of nowhere and just sort of hit me at the side.
It's got to be you.
Did you find it funny?
More embarrassing than funny, I would say.
Oh, you've ruined that person's dream now. It could have been you and them together forever.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure they'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
She's number one, and she's actually quite hot. Pixie hot. And rubbish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gee, I actually said that live on the radio.
That was worse than what's Hoff Curring from yesterday.
That was Mamadou. Hello?
Hello.
Hiya. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Stacey.
How can I help you, Stacey?
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I actually do a job like that.
What, the naked flowering job?
Leaflets.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you hand out leaflets with no clothes on?
Well, I actually wear very small lingerie, but, yeah, same kind of job. We hand out leaflets to lots of people that can turn up there with next to no clothes on if they wish to.
Okay.
Is it well paid, this job?
I wouldn't say it's fantastic. It's not £15.
What's on the leaflets, please?
What's on the leaflets?
Yeah, what's it for?
Products to do with the company that I work for and other underwear and things like that.
Oh, so it's an underwear company.
Yes.
Ah, that makes sense. Not gardening.
It's very skimpy underwear, I must say, but it's not a nudist thing.
And you do this on the streets?
Not in the streets. We do it in the shops and we hold meetings where people come.
Well, it's not like that at all then, is it?
Well, yeah, because you walk in around in the shops and things like that in really small underwear. It's very embarrassing. Nipples poking out and stuff.
Why? Right, I've got a leaf there, Stace, but thanks, love you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, tomorrow's Thursday and then tomorrow's Friday. It's all good. On the podcast, at the moment, did I say tomorrow's only be Friday?
You said you were trying to say tomorrow's Thursday and then it's and
yeah,
Friday.
That's what I meant.
You're
yeah.
Wishing your life away.
Yeah. On the podcast,
from tomorrow, is that safe to say?
Yes.
Yes. We will have more of the Hoff's strange noises, which you heard first on Oh, What's Occurring earlier. And what you didn't hear, which you might quite like, is something we don't. It's the Hoff's version of Boom Boom Pow.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you are, that's the Hoff doing Black Eyed Peas. As he was telling me earlier,
I'm friends with Fergie.
Is he? Did you get any more gossip?
And I know well I am. And all of those cats.
What taboo.
Did actually say cats. Also, if you missed this earlier, you can find out which celebrity this is. And our amazing new invention, which we found, which is great for people like Chappers.
See how the genitals make use of the gap.
It's explain what it is.
It's a Sally chair. It's basically like two bike saddles with a big hole in the middle so you can sit on it.
So good.
Gap in the seat is needed to keep the pressure away from sensitive genitals.
We've ordered one already, haven't we? Yeah. He'll love that when he comes back, Chops, on Monday. Go online, download the podcast. It's free at bbc.co.uk/radio1 from tomorrow. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. If you're looking for it. Right, Karma has been on to Steve on the text. He called a girl chunky today and just got home after a 1-hour commute to find he's left his door keys in his desk drawer in his office. Also, loads of people have been on asking...
Chunky one, Steve Nil?
Yeah, I think, yeah, chunky one, Steve Nil, definitely. Loads of you have been on asking how that girl's date went last night. Do you remember we spoke to her in the last half hour last night?
Yes,
weepy eye. Yeah, weepy eye. Bad contacts. I've got a text. Went okay. Good conversation. Didn't fancy it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.